In order to understand the process of a healthy communication in the marriage, I feel we should first briefly discuss what is healthy, what is marriage, and what is it that we are trying to communicate. Now, the whole idea of a healthy type of a communication or a healthy type of a marriage is something that usually is overlooked in our manner and way of thinking. In our society, we are inclined to think of normality rather than of health. We try to be normal rather than healthy. There are many reasons for this, and I would not be able to go into those causes. But what is difference, the difference between normalcy and health? When we are talking about normalcy, we are talking about what is the norm in a given community or in a given society. For example, if you are a patient in the hospital, it is normal to be sick. It is abnormal to be healthy and be hospitalized in a hospital. Or you, if someone is an inmate in a prison, it is normal for that person to have done something wrong and criminal that they have put him in the prison. It would be abnormal if he was innocent and was put in the prison. So you see, normalcy doesn't connote health, doesn't connote that you have done something that is in keeping with the totality and completeness of your being. While health is exactly that process which indicates the individual or the institution that you are talking about functioning at its optimum level. So when we are talking about a normal marriage in North American society, then we can say that a normal marriage is a marriage in which there is a lot of fighting, a lot of argument, a lot of disagreement, considerable amount of displeasure and discord, because many marriages in North America, partners in the marriage, they become involved in extramarital affairs, therefore it is normal in the North American society to have extramarital affairs and so on. These are the characteristics of a marriage which is a norm in our society. But if we talk about health, we are talking about a totally different type of marriage. So today we are going to talk about health in that context, not in the context of normalcy as usually it is used in our society. Now, what is marriage? Can we give a definition to marriage? Because of the time limitations, I would not review for you the kind of definitions that are usually given in different books and circles. Rather, would try to define marriage as I understand it, and this understanding has come as a result of my studies on the one hand of the writings of the Baha'i Faith, and on the other hand of what is available in the literature on this field. It seems to me that marriage is a union and is an organic social entity. Union refers to the process of coming together of the man and woman in the institution of marriage in such manner that would create a union, a togetherness. The whole idea of union is a very interesting concept. Union is the cause of life and is the cause of growth. For example, when the sperm and ovum come together and they create a new entity, a union has taken place. The result of that union is more than the sum total of the sperm and the ovum. The sperm by itself could live only for a few hours, and the ovum by itself can live only for a few hours. Their characteristics are as such that it can grow only to a very, very limited level. The outcome is death after a few hours. Now, when the sperm and ovum come together, as a result of their union, a third entity comes into existence, the fertilized egg. Now, this fertilized egg then grows, matures, becomes an infant, becomes a child, becomes a beautiful, complete human being. It discovers realities. It becomes a creative being. It becomes all of the people that are here. A far, far removed stage from what the sperm was or the ovum was. The reason that we exist, and the reason that all that is here exists, because of that union that has taken place. Likewise, when the husband and wife, the man and woman, come together in the union of marriage, a third entity comes to existence. A third entity which is more than the sum total of the husband and the wife. So if we were going to show it in a thematic, schematic way, we have an individual, a woman, and another person, man, and they are friends. They can be relatives, they can be friends, they can admire each other, they can be attracted to each other, they can spend many hours together, but they are two different individuals. And they can have fun, they can have all kind of things, but they are two different individuals separate from one another. Marriage would bring these two together in something like this. This is the wife, this is the husband, and this is the marriage. Marriage is a third entity. Therefore, in the context of the marriage, you have three growing entities. One is the entity of the wife, the other one is the entity of the husband, and the third one is the entity of the marriage. Because the world of creation is hierarchical in its nature and is developmental in its nature, therefore, growth takes place at all times, and it takes place at a higher level of sophistication as we observe the creation. For example, at the level of the union of the sperm and ovum, once they come together, the sperm and ovum lose their own individual identities. No longer they exist. But at the level of human beings, because we are more sophisticated, more complex, we are at the higher level of existence, then at this level, what happens is that although a third entity comes into existence, namely the entity of the marriage, the husband and wife would not lose their own identity as distinct individuals. And that's where the challenge of marriage lies. Because then marriage becomes a milieu, a situation in which three living beings, two biological spiritual beings, and the other one a psychosocial and a spiritual entity, marriage, they begin to grow and mature. Okay? Now, because that's the process, and because when people get married is the beginning of development of this new entity, like any other newborn entity, the newly born marriage needs a lot of affection, needs a lot of care, needs a lot of concern on the part of this person, and the community as a whole. And if that kind of attention and care is missing, then this newly born, fragile entity of marriage is going to be under some measure of danger and difficulty to mature. Now, let's see whether we can understand this process of development in a more methodical manner. For those of you who were here Sunday, Bill Hatcher made a statement which is applicable here to a very large extent. He said that any organic being goes through its evolution through three stages. Okay? The first stage is the stage of primary integration or primary union. The stage of primary integration or union. This is when the husband and wife have just got married. They are completely integrated with one another, completely preoccupied with each other. Their hopes and their desires and their aspirations are totally mixed. Their views are full of hope and full of confusion. They have plans which are fantastic in their outline, but at the same time not very realistic and well thought out. They dream of the castles, of the successes, and of the camels that we were talking yesterday. Okay? All these all exist in that phase of the primary integration, because it is the phase in which the ideas, the thoughts, the feelings, the actions are not yet fully clarified, fully well thought out, fully developed. At this stage, if we were going to show the schema, the husband and wife would be something like that. Marriage, the preoccupation with the marriage would take most, in many marriages, would must take most of the attention of the newlywed. They are very concerned about what kind of a food the other person likes, what kind of a hats she would like, whether this kind of a perfume should be put on or that kind of a perfume. They both couple are very careful to cover up everything that is not likable, that is not acceptable to the other person. They are constantly making sure that in this relationship, they in essence walk on eggs, because they are not very sure of what is going to come in this relationship. This is the phase also that can manifest itself, instead of this way, in many recent marriages, in recent decades and years, is that the husband and wife get into the marriage with as little commitment as possible. They go into it like that. The man is preoccupied with himself, the woman is preoccupied with herself, and they pay little attention to their marriage. They share the bed. They say marriage is an economic and social convenience. And that's basically the way they define their marriage. That's the basically they get together. And that's the amount of time that they would give to their marriage. Another possibility at this primary phase is that and this you would find in many traditional marriages, that here is the big guy, okay, husband, and this is the woman, okay? And this is the part of the woman, okay, the wife, and this is the marriage. In other words, the woman becomes totally absorbed in this marriage and in this man's life. She has very little, if any, life of her own. And this section that it is here is the time that she goes to the fortune tellers and the palm readers and the psychiatrist to complain about the rest. Okay? And this process, of course, would not allow either of the two mature or grow, because the man becomes bloated, and being bloated is not growth, and the woman wouldn't have the chance to grow because it's caught into this limited space and so forth. Likewise here, the growth would not be satisfactory for either of the two. And here, likewise, the marriage would be in jeopardy because of the difficulties. Still, one can think of another kind of marriage can take place at this level, which is related to the type of personalities that we have, that two individuals can marry with each other with totally opposing, differing kinds of personalities. So you have a square man, and you have something like that, and you have a marriage that is very edgy. Okay, so to speak. And people then suddenly discover that there are a lot of difficulties in the context of their relationship. Nevertheless, For people who have the feeling and the knowledge